Sometimes 70% is 100%. What's up, Active Lifers? Welcome back to the Active Life Podcast. I'm Dr. Sean Pastuch, and I'm your host, and I just had a new baby. Well, I didn't. My wife did. But I was there for the conceiving of it, and I was there for the receiving of it. And now I'm there for the nights and the days and all of the stuff of it. And I love it. I love being a dad. And frankly, I didn't realize how much I would love having a boy. I also didn't realize how much I would love having four kids. I never fashioned myself someone who would have four kids. That is so many kids. And for those of you listening to this who come from families that are big and, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 people, it's crazy. I had a sister. That was it. I loved it. Growing up, I had a sister. I wanted a brother, but I got a sister. It is what it is. She was a better athlete than me. But, yeah. I never thought I'd have four kids. And here I am with a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a newborn. So I wanted to share something I learned through this experience that is really important. And I'm going to make it quick for you today. Last night, let me back up a step. The way that we're splitting things up, my wife delivered a baby. She had a watermelon come through a grapefruit. That's the watermelon is the baby. The grapefruit is her vagina. That's not fun. I imagine. I've never done that before. But it doesn't seem like a fun thing to do. And there's some serious injury that comes with that. The idea of doing something like that and having it not cause injury with the amount of pain that we know that it causes for women and all of the time laboring and carrying, not to mention the hormonal swings that happen as a result of no longer being pregnant. And by the way, I'm not an expert, but it's pretty obvious that it's a really, really, really hard thing to do. And thank God women do it because I speak on behalf of all men. I've been given the authority. We couldn't do it. We couldn't do it. If you think we could, go fuck yourself. We couldn't do it. So it's a major injury and we need to respect it as what it is. And so what we've decided to do is my wife handles most of the daytime stuff so that I can work. I've been working from home so that if and when she needs more support, I'm there to provide it to her. I'm going to record a podcast with her for Monday of next week. We're going to talk about the whole experience because she's been an absolute rock star. She changed her life for this pregnancy and I'm so proud of her and we're going to talk about it. But I'm handling the nights. So all that like, oh, how's your sleep? That's my job. She's not handling the nights at all. The way it's working is she's handling the last feeding, which is between like 9:30 and 10. And then I handle everything until 6 a.m. And then she comes in and takes over from there. And then when I get home from wherever I'm going to work out that day, we're back on partner duty. But what I learned is this. Last night, I woke up at about 1:30 in the morning to do the first feeding after the baby woke up, right? My wife handles the last one at like 9:30, 10. The next time he woke up was around 1:30 in the morning. So I handle that feeding. After that feeding, I had a hard time falling back to sleep. Long story short, I really didn't fall back to sleep. I was kind of awake the rest of the evening. So I got about 4 hours of sleep and it ended at 1:30 a.m. And it was fairly stressful. He peed through an outfit. He threw up on himself a little bit. So we had 3 outfit changes. He wore 4 different outfits last night because the first bottle wasn't fully twisted on. If you have kids, you know how this goes. When something goes wrong, it's all going to go wrong. And what a privilege for those to be the things that are going wrong. For me to describe things as going wrong as we poured a little bit of milk on him by accident from the bottle. Then he peed through his diaper and then he spit up all over himself. Yeah, those are not a big deal. And I'm grateful for it. So I promised myself I would get back into a routine this week. And a routine for me means getting up at a consistent time, exercising every weekday, getting to bed at a consistent time that allows me to have an 8-hour window in which I could possibly sleep. So now I'm going for a 9-hour window in which I could possibly sleep, knowing I'm going to be up a fair amount. And if I can get 6 in total, that would be great for a while. And so this morning, knowing that I didn't get any sleep the night before and that it was a fairly stressful night in regards to how these things go, you know, your pressure, you feel pressure to fall back asleep, but you can't fall back asleep, and the baby cries, and it's just, it's not fun in the moment. Even if you love the kid, it's not fun in the moment to go through that stuff. A lot of breathing and stress modulation is necessary, at least for me. But so this morning, the deal was I'm going to go and work out. And normally, if this was a regular week without a baby, and I woke up at 1:30 in the morning and did not get back to sleep, I'm skipping the gym. Or I'm going and I'm just going for a walk on a treadmill, nasal walk. But typically I would do that outside. But you understand what I'm saying. I'm not lifting weights. I'm not putting any intensity in. I'm just not. But since the baby came, I've been very inconsistent. And the week before, I was giving a keynote in Las Vegas at a summit for coaches called the Real Coaches Summit. So I've been way less consistent over the last 2 weeks than I'm accustomed to being. And I promised myself I would get back on the horse this week. So when I make a promise, I keep it. I got up this morning, went into the train, and nothing felt good. I mean, I do a 500-meter ski erg in about a minute. What is it? A minute 42 is my best. I think a minute 42 is my best for a 500-meter ski erg. This morning, I rode a 226. Just to give you an idea of the gap between what I'm capable of and how much my body had to give this morning. And I do that as a way to gauge kind of a biofeedback of what can I give in my workout today. Okay, we are way further behind than I even anticipated. So I just gave it 70% on everything I was going to do. Nothing was close to failure. I kept myself in a zone 2, I think. I wasn't wearing a heart rate monitor, but it felt like zone 2. I could have had choppy sentence conversation the entire time. I felt a good sweat. My muscles were burning a little bit. I felt like I was moving. It was good. And I felt really good about it. Normally, I would feel like crap, like I missed an opportunity. I slept poorly last night and today was bad. And that's why oftentimes I would sleep in. But there are times where going under sleep deprivation is the right thing to do. And this is a metaphor for anything, guys. It's for anything. There are times you don't feel like doing the thing when you don't have what you usually would have to get the thing done. Maybe it's writing. Maybe it's speaking like this on a podcast. Maybe it's working out. Maybe it's just getting random work done. Whatever it is, normally 100% is what it takes. And so when we don't feel like we have 100% to give, oftentimes we just take that day out. So in my case, I would just take that day off from training. And there are times when that's appropriate and there are times when it's not. When you promise yourself you're going to go in, you go in. And it felt really good to do 70% today because 70% is all that I had. And that's being generous. It's all that I had. And so I wanted to share this with you today just because it's a win for me. I went in and did the thing. Like Cody says, sometimes you get a shovel and sometimes you get a spoon. We're moving sand either way. Today I got a spoon. So the idea was just show up. I hate to say check the box, but check the box. Be the person you say that you are, regardless of how it means you have to show up. Now, if I start showing up consistently at a 7 out of 10, then we have a problem. I have to start looking at what in my life needs to change. But when there's a one-off, it's better to go do the thing. It's better to show up than it is to skip it when you promised yourself you were going to show up. There's some simple things I believe we need to do to be referable. Do what we say we're going to do. Finish what we start. Say please and thank you. Be on time. If we can do those things, we're in the top 10% of the population. And it's just that simple. Turn pro.